Next, the Japan Rugby League One, the JRLO. John, who do you like there?
The Contentsu Liners are the Matt McCarthy version of rugby. Bet against them.
This is the Rugby Odds, where an unlikely pundit panel of a wordsmith, a WWE legend, a rugby star, and a supermodel scour the globe, seeking best bets and bad behavior. Are you not entertained?
Thank you. Thank you. Your applause is much appreciated. And before I completely turn it to Porky Pig, that's all, folks. We got a big show. If you look in the sponsor opportunity green room, for instance, you'll see WWE Hall of Famer turned rugby advocate John Bradshaw Layfield and his pal King Gipte Bailu, the inventor of words, back from his rugby sojourn. And they're prepping diligently and with good reason, because if you look at the Your Company Name Here slate, hint, hint, you'll see we have NRL, we have MLR, we have URC, we have Six Nations, and we have George Hook waiting in the wings. So let's bring in John and Gift now. Gentlemen, 60 and 45. What a great week we had.
This is like the 18th time we started the show.
And John, nobody's perfect, but you were pretty close. What was your record, like 22 and 13 or something? What was it?
It was excellent. The King and I know rugby.
Amen.
Bam!
Boom!
Bam!
Gifted, you and I were tied, but unfortunately, I get the wooden spoon.
Dang right.
Because I believed certain things that would happen, and they didn't happen. Specifically in the NRL, which segues to us talking about the NRL. John, reactions for the big event in Vegas by the National Rugby League?
The Manly Sea Eagles show up in America. I always thought this was the worst name of any town in the history of the world, but I did a little research on it. Captain Arthur Phillip lands at the KMI clan, and he looks at him and goes, these are some badasses. So that's how they got the name. They even kidnapped him, stuck a spear through his shoulder, and he finally gets loose, and he doesn't allow retribution because he knows those are some badass boys that'll come get me again. So I am now a fan of the Manly Sea Eagles. Not the name, but the other name is kind of cool. And they whooped them rabbit toes, by the way. That was a good game. What a great debut of NRL. The stadium full of people, 40, 50,000 people in the stadium. Great TV. The TMO, they don't call it TMO because it's actually good. Worked very well. I thought the game was excellent.
The Manly mea culpa from John Bradshaw Layfield.
Look at a punk ass Captain Arthur Phillip. He lands there. He goes, these are Manly guys. I mean, give me a freaking break. It's their land. Get off their land, you freaking colonizer.
I got a spear through my shoulder covering a Kubota Spears match, but that for later. Gift, what did you take away?
That's the dumbest segue I've ever heard.
Such a terrible one. Oh. I'm embarrassed to have to continue on this one. But no, I love this. I loved it. Look, NRL, they did a great job with it. This was a great performance. Had multiple friends being able to take high stories on IG with it. It was a great atmosphere across board. Game looked great. I question tackling. Everybody high tackles. I'm a little bit thrown by that one. It's a lot of shoulders that are happening here. But I'm going to give them the credit because I am learning to deconstruct my bias against rugby league, because I refuse to continue the brainwashing that has been placed upon us for all these years as a rugby union fanatic. I'm coming back to the people. I'm coming back to the people.
Wow. Gift, that was – I don't know how to follow that. I can't other than say that my picks were poop.
You guys have been watching the Miami MLR commentators. At one point, they said the hounds were growling and the sharks were biting. That was their astute commentary. It was really not good.
Yeah. No comment at this time. But let's go to the MLR, John. You allowed us to segue. We're not going to do our picks. We'll do that in the segment after we have, because we have George waiting. But reactions of weekend one, John.
Like, I thought what we expected was going to happen. The Free Jacks looked awesome. The Anthem, I don't think they have a chance of probably winning a game this year. Seattle and San Diego played a phenomenal game up in Starfire. And the L.A. Team looked really good. And Dallas got a win at the end. I know a couple of yellow cards, a real lack of discipline for the L.A. team. But I thought some pretty good action, some pretty good rugby.
And the Hounds holding on in Miami, Gift?
I mean, look, you start off with the rivalry that's not really a rivalry and Gold beating Glory again. I think every single year except for once since they came together. And I think it was a good look to see the expansion teams kind of pop out. I mean, every one of them lost, but it was kind of good to see. And New England is adding beast mode. Like, they're just picking up where they left off. I hate to see that region get another dynasty, but God, dog, when it looks good, it looks good. Like, I can't even hate on that one.
Well, how about Henderson up in Seattle for San Diego with that penalty goal from the, like, the 50-meter line, not even head straight on. And he hits it, and then he points to the crowd and tells them to be quiet. And 2 seconds later, Lepetti gets the pass and goes into the try zone at death for them to win. Amazing. And then you also had the drop goal for the Jackals to beat L.A. A lot of exciting stuff. A lot of last-minute wins. And the Chicago-Miami finish. Who wanted to win that game? Nobody wanted the ball at the end.
Look, they were both not used to their own Miami weather. You know, one's coming from Argentina where the weather's calm. The other one's coming from Chicago. They're not used to having weather except for freezing coldness. Like, it was confusing. Confusing for everybody. I get it.
All right, Gift, speaking of confusing, before we go to break, you used to call Atlanta Sedity, New Orleans.
Yes.
And you called San Diego Sedity, L.A.
Yes.
Now that Atlanta has moved to L.A., what are they?
Atlanta was just L.A. in the Southeast, so they just went back home, and San Diego is just basically still doing what they do. So L.A. is still L.A. They just put a different cover on top of them.
But there's not Sedity Atlanta L.A.?
No, Atlanta doesn't exist anymore. We don't ever have to think about them again.
It's like three quarters of the same people, though.
And it's but there's a difference between F Atlanta forever and LA just being LA.
No. One thing good about Atlanta is they showed exactly how not to run a club.
Exactly, because it's Atlanta. That's what happened for being that arrogant.
Everything wrong they could do, branding, everything they did was wrong.
To be fair, the first group did it right, and then they got it wrong with the new group.
But you know what group is still there? New Orleans, because we do it right, because we're the originals. Get it right.
Bam! Bam! Gold mine. Marie Laveau. Gold.
On that note, we're going to go gold and go to our commercial break. We'll be right back with George Hook after that.
I'd like to bourbon bottle your head up at Bourbon Street. What I'd like to do, Matt. Bam!
We'll be right back.
Need a great price on a new vehicle? Sheehy makes it easy. Easy Price shows you our lowest prices on the Mid-Atlantic's largest selection. Find your best price online or at any of our 31 dealerships.
It's easy at Sheehy.
If you're in New York City and want to watch some great rugby, have some great food, and some great times, go to the world's best rugby pub, the Pig and Whistle on West 36th Street.
And we have the pleasure of once again welcoming in Mr. George Hook, ladies and
all
gentlemen.
Right, yes, George Hook is here.
Yes,
yes, yes.
George, Six Nations is upon us, and the people want to know who will win, why they will win, and who will cover. Let's go right to the first match, and we have Scotland going into Rome, and Scotland, the favorites, by 11.5 points.
There is one important thing your audience must know, right? About 2,000 years ago, there was a guy called Nostradamus, and he foretold the entire future, including the end of the world is coming in about a fortnight in West Cork, right? Now, it depends how you read the stuff, whether he's right or whether he's wrong. I am not Nostradamus. I can give you an indication of what I think might happen. I cannot tell you what will happen, right? The Rome fixture is, in fact, probably more interesting than it's been for years. And here's the makeup. The Italians have got a super backline and a pretty dodgy pack of forwards. However, they have a very good defense. Scotland have a very strong set of forwards and a backline marshalled by probably the best fly half in the tournament in the shape of Finn Russell and maybe the best place kicker to boot. So if you put those things into Nostradamus's folder, yeah, 11 points is about right. But, I mean, Italy and Paris were robbed. They've done well. Like, they did well against Ireland. Where, like, the old newspapers over here were saying we weren't great. We weren't great because we weren't allowed to be great by them, even though we won okay in the end. So the new coach has done a good job. So my view is, if we're looking for a surprise this weekend, this could be it.
Gentlemen, you just heard what the man said. You heard his wisdom. John, what's your pick on this game?
I completely agree with Mr. Hook, as I should, because he's so knowledgeable about rugby. That's why he's here. This is a banana peel game for Scotland. How in the world can you prepare to play a resurgent Italy side when all you've done is send your B side, if you want to Italy and beat the Italians? This is a different Italian team. Scotland has come off at a very emotional, great win against England. This is a perfect letdown spot. I think Scotland probably beats them by more than 11, but don't be surprised if this is close. And if this is close, there could be a major upset in Rome.
What's your pick?
I'm going with Scotland to cover the points. I think that's most likely what happens, but George is right. This is a banana peel game for the Italians. Something crazy could happen there.
I've got to concur with the rest. I do think Scotland absolutely takes this one, but I do disagree with the fact that this is a banana peel game, only because of the fact that we had this break. If this was right after that England game, absolutely feel like this would be a much closer game, but I feel Scotland has gotten the time, the rest. Look for Scotland to absolutely take this one with the points and the win overall. Easy peasy.
I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going to take Scotland to be leading by 5.5 points at -115. I also think Scotland's going to win by the spread. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. You need your cleats? You need them tomorrow? If you order today by 3 p.m. New York time or noon L.A. time, they can have them to you tomorrow. Young, old, male, female, if you're playing on turf, if you're playing on grass, if you're playing in the rain, you're playing in the heat, they've got you covered. RugbyNow.com. Go there now. And we are back. George, the Irish are invading England, only in rugby. Andy Farrell and co. going into Twickenham. And Ireland favored by 12.5 points.
Twickenham, you must remember once upon a time in the amateur game, the percentage of home winners was huge. You know, I can remember a championship in which there wasn't one away victory in the entire championship. Every team won their two games at home and lost their two games away. So professionalism has to a degree changed that. Twickenham is still a difficult place to go to, but we're a very good side. And I might regret this, but they have no idea where they're going. They don't know who their out half is. They don't know who their full back is. They've got an old age pensioner at scrum half. Yes, they've got a good pack of forwards and certainly a good back row. But if they kick the ball to Ireland, then they're just inviting disaster. Hopefully Keenan will be fit. That's obviously a very important caveat. Although Frawley did well. But to kick the ball to Lowe and to kick the ball to Keenan, you're asking for trouble with this Irish team.
So you're picking Ireland and you think they'll win by the spread?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Do. John?
I'm 100% with George. I think there's two important things here. I think number one, Owen Farrell. Owen Farrell standing back at that V against the Haka, against the All Blacks, smirking. You can't replace that. You can replace his talent, but you can't replace the leadership of a guy like Owen Farrell. Because you know one thing for sure, that guy's going to fight with you. That is something that I think that England misses. Everything else George said, I think, is also correct. I think Jamie George and Marwin Toji are going to play like they did in the World Cup. They're going to play like absolute beast and warriors, but it's not going to be enough. Ireland is that much better. I think Ireland beats them despite England's game effort and beats them by the points.
Gift.
Look, I said from the very beginning that I thought that England was going to end up winning the Six Nations. And
how's that going for you?
Not wrong yet.
Oh.
Not disappointed. I also said I didn't believe there was going to be a Grand Slam winner. That being said, the last game against Scotland was one that I expected England to be able to take. And this would be the game that they would have to make up to be able to continue that streak. I just don't feel like they have that fire. I'm not as much of a fan of George Ford as I was during the Rugby World Cup. And so with this one, I do believe that England probably will keep the score close. I do feel like they will keep it within the points, but I think that Ireland takes a win on this one. It's just this England team just doesn't seem to have that rotation to be able to get it over the top.
Okay. I'm going with Ireland to cover the points, but I'm also adding Ireland to score last at minus 165 just to rub salt in the wounds of England at Twickenham. George, our final match of the weekend and has those foggy French faffers going into Cardiff to face Warren's Welsh Wonderkins, and they are favored by just 7.5 points, George.
Are we interested? I cannot work it out. Just watch the movie Napoleon, and it opens up with the French Revolution and everything else. So only the French could get all that totally mixed up, all right? And they kill a couple of nice people who just happen to live in a big house. Now, the thing is that I don't understand what's going on. I honestly don't. I reckon under pressure, the coaching ticket has imploded between the Welshman and the Frenchman. They are only perhaps beginning to discover what the loss of the scrum half is. They won the sevens just this weekend and he had a blinder. So they're only, I think, beginning to discover that. And then, unlike the phlegmatic English, who kind of can treat triumph and disaster and treat them all the same, the French can't do this triumph and disaster thing. And they are now in the middle of a disaster. So they're crap. The interesting thing, there are rumours that the whole of Welsh coaching panel could be sacked this week. There are rumours. Because, of course, Gatlin put his size 11s firmly in his mouth by saying, you know, the Welsh rugby was no good and it was all a disaster and it was all everybody else's fault. Nevertheless, if you want a forecast, and you do, I think it's going to be Wales because they are less worse.
Less worse. A new T-shirt in Wales coming to you soon. John?
Ty Cobb had the highest lifetime batting average ever, 367 with the split grip on the baseball bat. They asked him when he was 70 years old, how do you think you'd do against today's pitchers? He said, I'd bat 200. They said, what? You batted 367. He goes, I'm 70 years old now. That's French rugby. French rugby was great a couple years ago. They're going, when are the French are going to revive? When are the French are going to do this? DuPont's gone. When are the French are going to show up? Maybe they're not. And I think that's what's important in the game this weekend. I agree with George. Wales is less worse. And Wales at least has got a bunch of young kids who are playing their heart out right now. Give me Wales and the points.
Gift.
Who would have thought one player makes all the difference in the world for an entire country to be able to actually represent well? They need to do more stardom and LeBron Jamesing for Antoine Dupont. Give him all the money. In this one, like Wales, again, I don't have any confidence in Wales whatsoever. Regardless of whatever it is, France is going to talk a soliloquy, eat their cheese and wine in the locker room, come out, get a stupid win, but it's not going to mean anything because it's going to be the ugliest, dirtiest win. But Wales is going to cover the points on this one.
Do they eat cheese and wine in the locker room?
Did you not see the documentary? No. Halftime, cheese, wine, vegetable plate, super French.
7.5 points is a lot of points, but I'm going to go in a different direction again. I'm going to take Wales to score first, and that's at plus 110 And I think they're going to score first because of that pressure playing in that stadium, the fan base, and the youthful exuberance will make the French cough up a faux pas and maybe an early penalty goal. And on that note, we want to thank Mr. George Hook for coming on once again.
Let's go.
Yeah. Be right back after this.
From New York City comes America's longest running and most popular rugby show. The biggest names in Major League Rugby, MLR highlights, and big match previews. Rugby Wrap-Up presents MLR Weekly, made in New York City.
We are back, guys.
You look like a turd in a punch bowl with your head sticking out, all dressed up, everything but your potato head sticking out. That's what you look like.
Okay, all right. Let's segue from that to the URC, the United Rugby Championship. They're not playing this coming weekend because they have brains in their head, like the Premiership. Yet the top 14 is playing again, so we're going to give them short shrift. But URC had some great action. John, any takeaway from this weekend?
Yeah, I thought the Stormers would be playing the Bulls a lot closer. The game was closer than the score ended up being, but still, the Bulls are the best team in South Africa. And I think the URC is going to come down to the Bulls versus Leinster. And I think that all Bulls down to home field advantage. They play down in South Africa. I think the Bulls win it. They play in Ireland. I think Leinster wins it.
Gift, how about you?
I concur with what Champ said exactly because I do feel like the Bulls
are going to end up
in the championship. Hey, don't hate because greatness recognizes greatness. But I also speak on the volume that Munster, man, they came out with a different fire versus Zebre. I feel like the time off has just given them like that hunger to really be back in it. I started to feel like they were getting slow or at least getting complacent. So I do love what they have going on there, and Sharks suck. The Sharks are just terrible. I used to think that the Sharks had a chance, but they are terrible.
Well, they're talented, but they're terrible together.
And their back row is awesome. You know, Eden Etzebeth this past week, but still, they loaded with talent, and they're the most underperforming team in the world.
Yeah. Consistently.
All right, let's get to some Major League Rugby picks. We're each going to pick one game and tell the audience why we're picking the game. And then we're going to do a lightning round on the remaining games. John, you're up first. You're on the clock.
Urban Rugby Championship is in D.C. this week, and we're going to crown a national champion. These guys are absolutely changing the game using rugby. That's my pick of the week. But you also got Old Glory at home in their new stadium. Unfortunately, they got the Free Jacks coming in, and I don't think there's a chance in the world. I think the Free Jacks absolutely run them out of their own field.
Gift.
Man, look, it's good to be able to root for New Orleans and have hope again. Because they got a 20, they're minus 20 against the Anthem. And at home. So look for New Orleans to absolutely continue to ride on the points and get that win.
Before I give my pick, I want to give a salute to West Point Army versus Cal. Emotional week for Army. Not only did the seniors get their post assignments, but they were celebrating the life of Stephen Dwyer, who we lost tragically in a helicopter training accident over the Mediterranean. But they honored him, and then Army just went and channeled all of that energy into an amazing win over a tough Cal team. Cal showing a lot of class, but Army relentless. But my pick of the week here is Rugby Football Club LA. They had 4 yellow cards that cost them dearly after scoring 4 tries in the first half against Dallas. I think this is an explosive team. It's a team that's going to fly under the radar. And I think at home, they correct those mistakes and maybe knock off an unsuspecting Houston Sabercats team.
Are there that much a lack of creativity in L.A. that you can't even name this team? Name them the L.A. Monsters. Name them the L.A. Ghostbusters, the L.A. Nephilim, the L.A. Dragons. Who cares? Name them something other than Rugby Football Club.
The L.A. Nepo Babies.
Or just call them by Riflica, which is the acronym, Riflica. All right, the remaining matches in a lightning round. Utah hosting Chicago. Utah favorites by 3. John.
The Road Warriors. In Utah.
Gift. I'm going to take the Mountain People over Chicago. Chicago has got a question at fly half, and they're playing sloppy rugby right now. up at Starfire Stadium in Seattle. Seattle minus 10 over Miami, who lost a heartbreaker. John.
About as far as you can travel in continental America, Miami to Seattle, it's where dreams go to die. That defense is freaking legit in Seattle. Give me Seattle at home.
Gift.
Yeah, look, you go from one rainy to the next rainy, but with a little bit of snow and ice and misery, hey, give it to Seattle because that's where they thrive best.
And if it is raining, we saw how Miami could not handle the ball in the rain, so it's going to be double pressure for them in Seattle.
Double
I'm going with Seattle.
Pressure for them?
Then we've got Dallas hosting San Diego. San Diego, the road favorites by 6, John.
I picked Dallas last week to win, and they won. Look, Dallas has got a solid team. L.A. made every mistake you could make, then kind of gave it away. Dallas at home, this is going to be tough. 6 points, give me Dallas. I'm not sure they're going to win. I think they cover.
Ooh, gift.
Man, look, I got to love Dallas getting theirs now, but I do think it all comes to an end on their one-game streak. San Diego played well against Seattle. Look at San Diego to cover the spread, get the win on this one on the road.
I think San Diego's veterans calm the clubhouse a little bit. They get back on track, and San Diego wins. But I think Dallas keeps it tight. So I'm gonna go like with John. Let's go down under to Super Rugby. John, what's your pick of the week in Super Rugby?
Waratahs to take on the Highlanders. Waratahs giving 3.5 points. Give me the Waratahs.
Gift.
Look, man, I'm going to look at Fijian Drua versus Crusaders, man. Two teams that are trying to be able to get back after a tremendous surprising losses. But I'm going to give this one over to the Crusaders because simply they're just a better team.
I'm going to go with the Brumbies versus the Western Force. I think they're going to go over in that match. That's my pick there. Now to the NRL. We're pressed for time, so just one pick each. John.
I'll take the Warriors at home in New Zealand over the Sharks, giving them laying 4.5 points. Don't care. They're going to cover.
Gift.
Look, man, Panthers are going to continue their dynasty run. They start off, and they're going to take down the Storms because they scratch, unlike the Floridians.
Bam!
Boom!
I'm going with the Eels to electrify the Bulldogs. Eels -6.5. Finally, our picks of the week. John.
I picked it before in the Six Nations, but it's my pick of the week. I think Ireland goes into Twickenham. They know this is a legacy game. They got to take care of them. I think the Scots are going to be more important to take care of. They got to take care of England first. England's going to fight like warriors that they are. Ireland, though, is too much for England. I think they're going to cover.
Ooh, gift.
Look for Africa games are happening this weekend. Look for Nigerian women to be able to take the Rugby Sevens Championship this year. They are going up against Kenya, who's going to be the overall favorite, and Uganda, who's the dark horse. The Nigerian women are coming out strong. They finally got the funding deserved. They're about to show out. Let's go for the green and white.
Bam!
I'm going to the MLR. I'm going to go with NOLA versus the Anthem. I'm going with the over. +48 points. And on that note, I want to thank the WWE Hall of Famer turned rugby advocate, John Bradshaw Layfield, his sidekick or compadre, King Gifte Bailu, the inventor of words, Irish rugby legend George Hook, and thank you for tuning in. Please check out our other shows, including MLR Weekly, the College Rugby Wrap-Up. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Sign up for our weekly newsletter, and please join our American Red Cross blood donor team. What was that you said, John?
What?
What was that, John?
Urban Rugby Championship, you dummy.
Shout out Marcus Woods. Boom.
Bam. DC.